And we do return. It is today's Topical Currents Thursday edition. Joseph Cooper, along with Bonnie Berman. And we're here with chef, author, and syndicated columnist, Linda Gassenheimer, our longtime friend. Linda will concentrate on real Florida cuisine today from a true Sunshine State native son. His family, long, long ties on Miami Beach. He's also an acclaimed chef, of course, a restaurant owner, and a returning Topical Currents guest.
Yes, he is.
How about that?
One of our favorite guests here. So, Joe and Bonnie. Hello, Bonnie.
Nice Hello, to be with you. Linda. Hello.
Florida cookery. So, what is really Florida cuisine? As you mentioned, our guest is Chris Wessel, and he tells me there's more to it than just stone crabs and key lime pie.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, but there's more. And he's opening a new restaurant, and he's calling it Florida Cookery. So welcome, Chris Wessel.
Thank you, Linda. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure, since you filled the studio
Indeed.
With wonderful food, great food. And we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any special memories or recipes of old Florida cooking? Or maybe just have some questions for Chris Wessel. Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
And email, that's radio@WLRN.org, and Bonnie will take that.
Okay. And also with us, our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. You can read Fred's column in today's Miami Herald, and he's joining us by Skype. Fred, what are we drinking today?
Well, I thought I'd talk about Bordeaux-style wine made right here in America.
Sounds good to me. Okay, so let's go to Chris. And Chris, congratulations, first of all, on this new restaurant.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Florida Cookery. Now, when we first talked about your new venture, you said you wanted to reintroduce us to the real Florida cookery. So what did you mean and why did you want to do that?
Well, because I have so many family members and family ties here in Miami Beach, I've seen the evolution of food and product over the years and through old family recipes and from just being here in the industry over the past 20 years. And I see a multitude of cultures and flavor and product that I think needs to be reintroduced.
Well, wonderful. Let's talk about your family. But you call yourself a Florida cracker, but you spent a lot of years in Louisiana. So tell us what this connection with Florida is.
Well, actually, I spent 10 of my 40 years in New Orleans growing up, going to high school, and the other 30 years I've been here in Florida. My grandparents settled Miami Beach in 1926. My grandmother had 10 children in 12 years. She had twins 1 year, so she was...
So that was all right for her? Okay, good.
And they all grew up on Miami Beach in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and still today. And along with them, the cultures of South America and the Caribbean and the Northeast and the American South have settled Miami and Miami Beach, and Florida cookery will show those cultures.
Wonderful. Well, actually, you brought here in the studio something from your grandmother, in addition to the food from your backyard, really. There's a press there. What is that?
That's my grandmother's 1929 press. They got here in 1926, and my Uncle Joe, who's still alive, the oldest of the 10, gave that to me when I opened Red Light. And I used it at the bar at Red Light for 4.5 years.
That thing's a treasure.
It's wonderful. Now you're talking about Red Light, and that was your restaurant on Biscayne, was it?
Yes. Correct, yeah, right. Up on the Upper East Side on Biscayne.
Right on the canal, right. Little River Canal.
Beautiful little river that my Uncle Joe used to rope swing into in the 1940s and 50s as a teenager.
Well, but it's closed now. What happened?
It's closed. Yeah, well, the owners of the motel are actually have had the motel listed for sale, and I was in my option year of a 5-year lease, and the increased market value, I just couldn't do that, babysit Red Light and also headline at Florida Cookery.
Now, where is Florida Cookery? Tell us.
Florida Cookery is in the old Royal Palm Hotel. Yeah, the James Group from the Northeast, the James Soho, the James Chicago, have taken it over, really done a beautiful job with restoring it. In a modern sense of efficiency, but in a Art Deco preserved sense as well. The original terrazzo is there. The original front desk is there. And, of course, the original view of the Atlantic Ocean.
It's 15th Street.
15th Street and Collins Avenue.
So you're right in the thick of things.
On the sand.
Mm-hmm. So you're bringing... So this is a piece of old Florida being renovated, and you're bringing Florida cookery. So now just tell us, what is your Florida cookery?
Well, Florida cookery was one of the cookbooks my grandmother had in her kitchen in the 1940s and 50s, along with the old Key West cookbook and Caribbean cookery. And Florida cookery was actually a burnt orange classic pamphlet-style cookbook that housewives and of all different cultures use to figure out what to do with guava or breadfruit or mangoes, because everyone from Miami Beach came from somewhere else.
So, and you brought some of this fruit here. Mm-hmm. Talk about guavas. Bonnie, you and I tasted this guava. She's so busy eating, she can't talk. She's eating all the Florida food.
She can't
food.
Get the seeds out of her. Yeah, the mini guava seeds, right?
No, that guava was so sweet and delicious. It tasted a little like grapefruit.
Yeah,
didn't it?
My buddy Nick from Farm Fresh Produce brought it, and the skin is brown. It's small, like a plum. That's a real Florida guava. That's a real Caribbean guava. Some of these Thai guavas you see in the grocery store that are... look at, like these big green grapefruits aren't real guava.
This is so good.
And yeah. What he's brought is so good. Well, let's go. We're going to talk about what you're eating in a minute. But also over there, there's a great big round fruit. It's like a little tiny watermelon, it looks like. What is it?
That is breadfruit. And that grows on the trees here in South Florida in the neighborhoods of Miami Shores, in the Redlands, in Homestead. If you roast the breadfruit whole, the flesh of the fruit tastes like white bread with a little bit of sweetness. What we're doing with it is we actually do tostones out of it, like you would do with plantains, but it's got a great crisp and a great sweetness.
They tasted like French fries. They were almost addicted.
Bonnie and I were just gobbling them up. So, that tostones, just quickly, for some people who might not know what they are.
Tostones are basically twice fried, usually green plantains, eaten in the Latin American cultures everywhere. And the Caribbeans fry breadfruit and put it into salads, and that's where I got the idea.
Chris, when I was doing a documentary in the Keys about the 1935 hurricane about 10 years ago, I talked to a survivor, a longtime conch, and he said that turtle was a real mainstay there. Sunday afternoon, instead of a beef roast, it was turtle.
Well, if you go to the Florida Cookery website, you'll see a picture of my Uncle Jim sitting on top of a sea turtle in his backyard in 1942. And if you open Florida Cookery and the 1949 Key West cookbook, you'll find four recipes for sea turtle. Hmm. Anything from sea turtle soup to sea turtle steaks. It's great, in my opinion. Not the endangered species part, right, but in the fact that the product back then was so plentiful that it wasn't unpolitically correct to eat it or use it.
But also,
well, now for years, the Sid and Roxy's Green Turtle Inn was down in the Keys. Is that still there? Does anybody know?
Yes. I just did my book on the Florida Keys.
Right.
Another edition of it. And yeah, it's there, but it's not the same as what it was in the 1940s or whatever.
Are they serving turtle soup?
No, I don't think they are serving turtle soup anymore. But you know what happened. If you were in the Keys, you were totally cut off. There were no bridges at all.
Right.
And so you had to eat the protein was either the fish or the turtle, if you had chickens in your backyard. And that's what you had. I mean, that's why they have sweetened condensed milk was so much a part of the Keys, because if you didn't have a cow, you didn't have milk.
That's right.
And you had to have canned milk.
Yeah.
So those were all of the things there. Now, let's talk about what Bonnie's scarfing down here.
now,
she's
Linda.
I actually brought a royal hearts of palm salad.
Oh.
What we do is we take the whole hearts of palm, we shave it carpaccio style on the plate. We then toss microgreens and sunflower sprouts that I got today from my buddy at Seriously Local. And we shave Brazil nuts on top of it.
Oh, now, is that what it is?
Yes.
But this is not canned hearts of palm. This is fresh, but they're nice and supple.
Yeah, it's wonderful. If you get the very heart of the palm and shave it fresh, and put any type of acid on it. In this case, I have a homemade orange vinegar that's 2 weeks old and has the bite of the orange, but in another 2 weeks will be even better. That tenderizes the hearsapalm and makes
Let me tell people about this vinegar. He was showing it to Bonnie, and I just passed out from the wonderful
aroma
of it. He takes the orange rinds, and you marinate them in salt. Macerate them in salt.
Right.
Wash them off, rinse the salt off, and then you put it in the vinegar.
That's right.
And you leave it.
And you age it. That's right. And you know, speaking of old conchs, there was a condiment on all the old seafood shacks from Miami to the Keys from, say, the 30s to the 70s, and it was called Old Sour. And all it was key lime juice and salt that they would put in a bottle and cork it like wine. And the longer it sat, the sweeter it got. These old crackers, these old fishermen, were aging key lime juice. There's a recipe for Old Sour in Florida cookery.
That's your grandmother's book.
My grandmother's.
You put that on fish?
You put it on conch fritters. You put it on turtle steak. You put it on... The fact that there was a recipe in the Florida Cookery Cookbook in the 40s means they were really using it. In the 1980s, the Miami Herald came out with an article on Old Sour.
And that's what it was.
And you're going to be making it.
I have several bottles aging at on Collins Island.
How long do you age it?
Well, you can age it up to 6 months, and the longer it gets past a month, the better, the sweeter.
Oh my goodness!
And what about the dressing on the salad, other than the vinegar with the?
That I use just a safflower oil, shallots, orange segments, and fresh orange juice that I put in my 1929
juicer. It is the wonderful fresh
juicer.
Greens.
Okay,
the orange
yes.
is in it, these microgreens.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go for a break now. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking with Chef Chris Wessel about Florida Cookery, his new restaurant. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Chef Chris Wessel. His new restaurant is Florida Cookery. It's at the James Royal Palm Hotel on Collins Avenue and 15th Street. It'll be opening this week?
Yes? Correct.
Okay. He's been bringing us back to the original Florida Cookery, and he's just so passionate about it. It's wonderful to hear him talk about it. And I'd like to give you a reminder that the Miami Book Fair International opens this weekend. There are several cookbook authors and cooking demonstrations this year. For an example, one of my favorites will be somebody's going to be making these scrumptious homemade candies. And they're from their book, Little Bit Sweets Candy Cookbook. That's going to be Sunday, November 18th at 3 p.m. And you can find out more about what's happening at themiamibookfair.com. They'll give you author and cooking demonstration informations. More information, food and wine tasting, flavors of Fort Lauderdale. It's a culinary event. It's going to be at Los Elvis Marina. It's this Saturday night. And here's something for everybody who'd like to know. There are going to be 5 women chefs cooking there on Saturday night in Los Elvis.
And I'll be there.
Okay, I want everybody to know that Chris is adorable and he's 6'100".
Yes.
How tall are you, Chris?
6'5".
Right, he looks even taller. Okay, and on Sunday, there's going to be a grand tasting. More than 70 restaurants are going to take place. For more information, go to flavorsfortlauderdale.com. And now, dinner in minutes time. This place is just full of food today. And today's is Autumn Burger Sliders. And Joe, yes, they're made with beef.
Good.
None
of that turkey business.
Nope. Sorry for others, but sweet potatoes and red bell peppers. So this is really made easy because I let the microwave help us. Put mushrooms, onions, and together in a microwave bowl, and I microwave them for a little while. Then I mixed some maple syrup with some Dijon mustard, and put that over the onions and the mushrooms. Set that aside, and then I put some of that mixture into the hamburger meat, the beef patties. I made little patties about 3 inches in diameter. Cook them for about 3 minutes aside. Put them on the little mini slider rolls and top them with the onion and mushrooms.
All right.
Very good. Sweet, so a little sweet, little autumn flavor with the mushrooms.
Nice fresh buns.
There you go.
Little squares.
Little ones. And then sweet potatoes. and red pepper, really colorful dish. I just peeled the sweet potatoes, cut them in cubes, cut the red pepper into cubes, and in the microwave again. And if you'd like another burger recipe, I hesitated because, Joe, this one's made with tuna. Texas tuna burgers with jalapeno potato salad.
That sounds fabulous.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, Fred, my friend. Anyway, that's at my website, dinnerinminutes.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at L. Gassenheimer or on Facebook. And by the way, the Autumn Burgers is in today's Miami Herald.
Yes, it may.
Fred, are we drinking today?
Well, absolutely. I'd like to talk about a actually very delicious but kind of confusing style of red wine that's made in America, and it's called Meritage. Now, everybody knows that red Bordeaux wines from France are considered among the best in the world, so American wineries from all the way from California to West Virginia want to copy the recipe they use in Bordeaux. And that is that by French law, a Bordeaux wine must be made from two or more of the following grapes: Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, and Malbec. So American wineries are making expensive red wines under the same recipe, and there's a really nice one called Magnificat by Franciscan Winery in Napa, and it's not cheap. It's $50 a bottle. And it's a blend of Cabernet Sauvignon, which is gives it its firm structure and tannin, Merlot for softness and fruitiness, Petit Verdot for its powerful aromas, and Malbec for its inky black color. Wow. So each grape has something to add.
Is that available in locally?
Any major wine shop would have this.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Magnificat. Sounds good.
Yeah. It's a wonderful wine. The problem is that most people have never heard of the category called Meritage. The word looks like it's French, and it looks as if it should be now pronounced Meritage, as the French would. But the term is actually an American term, and it's a combination of merit and heritage, so it's pronounced Meritage.
I didn't know that. I always called it Meritage.
See, you learn something here every day.
Never know, Fred.
Anyway, the next time you see one on a restaurant wine list, order it. It'll be great, and you'll impress. Now, Linda, you can impress the waiter by pronouncing it correctly, assuming, of course, that the waiter knows how to pronounce it.
Well, that could be an assumption there. So let's go back to Chris Wessel. You've been so involved in the Miami with your love of Florida cookery and all, but you're also very, very involved with the Florida schools and the school lunch program. So tell us what you've been doing with that, because it's wonderful what you've been doing.
Well, yeah, I was telling you earlier that every aspect of food, and to use a restaurant term, going out to kids in the school system is being consulted upon and getting input from local chefs, and has been for the past 3 years. We launched the first salad bar in the country last year with Michelle Obama. We have automat dispensers dispensing salads and parfaits to kids who
yogurt get parfaits and not
who get credit for the school lunch program and thus federal money. So we're really, and each of the chefs involved adopt schools and integrate themselves with teaching and training cafeteria managers so that our kids, my kids, who both go to public schools, benefit.
It's fantastic what you've done, and I know that they've through grants and all, those machines are in every single high school.
Yeah.
And it's yourself and Michelle Bernstein and
Michael Schwartz, and Doug Rodriguez, and several other, Lorena Garcia now, and just, it just keeps growing every year. We 2 years ago, we wanted to get four of those units into the schools. Now, like you said, they're almost in every one.
And is this program trickling down to the middle schools and elementary?
Yeah, it's trickling down to my daughter's elementary. We launched the citywide initiative on free breakfast and breakfast to go in September. And I'm now a new hero to my daughter.
She wants you to be there all the time.
Of course.
Well, you're getting kids to eat breakfast. I think it's terrific that you chefs, as busy as you are, and boy, chefs work 24/7, that you spend the time to do that. That's really terrific. Well, it's been a really, really wonderful, tasty
week. Indeed. This has been a fun program.
Chef Chris Wessel, thank you so much, and for your great food you brought.
Thank you.
And for your great stories about old Miami.
His restaurant is Florida Cookery. It's at the James Royal Palm Hotel. It's at 15th Street, Collins Avenue.
I want to give that a try.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Bonnie, you're great to be with you.
Thank you. Same to you, and thank you for bringing everything.
And Joseph Cooper, you all ate well today.
Hey, sliders are one of the best salads I've ever had.
Okay. And, well, next week is going to be... Oh, I forgot Fred.
Yes.
Fred, hello, are you still there?
Hello, I'm still here.
Hi, Fred.
Wake up and go to sleep, Fred.
Fred, send us some of that wine you've been talking about, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Well, next week we'll be talking with TV chef Joanne Weir. She's going to give us some great tips about Thanksgiving and our menus there. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.